This is the Cisco Report. I'm Kevin Cisco, your host, of course, and it's good to be with you this week. I gotta tell you, it's been a real chaotic time around here. See, my toilet, I needed a new toilet. What happened was, and this started yesterday, actually. Everything was going fine. Went to flush the toilet, it flushed, it felt a little loose. And I said, okay, this is weird. So I did the usual thing. I turned off the valve. I took off the lid of the tank, rather, opened the tank, pulled the chain. It did empty the tank, you know. And then the thing came off. The thing popped out the mechanism, and the plastic flusher snap. I heard a snap. It broke off in my hand. So I said, okay, let me try. I was able to kind of attach the mechanism in the tank, the ball and chain. But the flusher was destroyed. I said, oh, God, here we go. All right. So I'm doing some more experimenting. I close up the tank, slowly turn on the valve, slowly turn it so I can slowly fill. Okay, it filled. Flushed it. Okay, flushed. Then there was a little bit of a leak. So I think, oh, great. Now it's the valve. So this is ridiculous. If it's something with the flusher or something where it's a clog, fine. But the valve, no. Time to get a plumber involved. So the plumber came today and... okay, sure enough, got a brand new toilet, very nice. And the valve has changed. Everything's taken care of now. You see, everything's just very old. We rent this place. We've been renting this place for 10 years. And nothing was ever changed. And here we go. This is what has to be done. You just got to do what needs to be done. And it's funny, I was thinking about while this... kind of putzing around with the toilet tank and everything. I was thinking about how interesting it is how being in IT probably benefited me in this way because, you have to sometimes repair things. Hardware-wise, you do. Of course, software is mostly just, of course, punching in the commands and maybe doing some creative programming, but the hardware is different. And it's so funny how, when I first got certified in programming, I said to myself, yeah, I'm more of a software guy, which is a weird thought. It's a really weird thought because, of course, the software complements the hardware. So I think that was just me kind of being a little lazy. Nevertheless, I think I learned a lesson back then, too, because, obviously, you can't avoid it. You've got to work, obviously, with the software and the hardware. I just don't think I was very good at it. But, of course, like everything, you learn it, and you do it. And it's just so funny how working on a toilet can bring up those types of thoughts. They say you have shower thoughts, but I think bathroom thoughts in general come up a lot. And so those were my bathroom thoughts, and they were relevant to the show, so I brought them on the show. So there you are. Quick one today. So that's it. It's the importance of working with your hands, knowing how to work with your hands, it's very important. smelling around the house, not only when I was doing IT more, of course, now I do more programming, but it was very important then. And, you know, it's just live and learn, you know, live it and learn. So there you go. You can check out the Cisco Report community forum at thecisco.freeforums.net. And I will see you next time.